Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now today I'm taking you back to the reign of King Henry VIII, a very eventful Tudor reign. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 20th of May 1535, Pope Paul III made John Fisher, who was Bishop of Rochester, Cardinal Priest of San Vitale. Fisher was imprisoned in the Tower of London at the time. He'd been arrested on the 26th of April 1534 after refusing to take the oath of succession. And then, on the 7th of May 1535, during a visit from Thomas Cromwell and members of the King's Council, he had allegedly refused to recognise Henry VIII as the supreme head of the church in England. The poor bishop, who was around 65 years of age by this time, was kept in the tower in appalling conditions. If you listened to my talk from the 22nd of December, you might remember me talking about the bishop writing to Thomas Cromwell for a shirt and sheet, neither of which he had, and also food, books, and a priest to hear his confession. It is so sad that a man who'd served Henry VIII's grandmother, Lady Margaret Beaufort, as chaplain and confessor, had come to this. Richard Hall, Fisher's 16th century biographer, explains why Pope Paul III decided to make the imprisoned bishop a cardinal, writing, "It fell out in the meantime that Pope Paul III of blessed memory, hearing much of the great constancy of this blessed man, as well before his imprisonment as now in all the time of his hard restraint, was disposed to advance him to a higher dignity and place according to his great worthiness and deserve, thinking that by reason of this kind of advancement, the king would have showed him more clemency and left off further working him trouble and danger for his great dignity's sake." However, this plan of the Pope's completely backfired. The cardinal's hat was sent from Rome, and Hall writes of how the king became furious when he was told that the hat had reached Calais. To Thomas Cromwell, the king fumed, "Well, let the Pope send him a hat when he will, but I will so provide that whensoever it cometh, he shall wear it on his shoulders, for head he shall have none to set it on." The imperial ambassador, Eustace Chapuis, recorded that the king declared in anger several times that he would give him another hat and send the head afterwards to Rome for the cardinal's hat. By trying to help the bishop, the Pope had angered the king even more and made him determined to make Fisher suffer by beheading. The bishop was tried at Westminster Hall for treason on the 17th of June 1535 and condemned to death, to be hanged, drawn and quartered at Tyburn. However, his sentence was commuted to beheading. Henry VIII was worried that the people were comparing the bishop to his namesake, St John the Baptist, a man who challenged King Herod's marriage. So he was keen for Fisher to die before the 24th of June, the feast of St John the Baptist. Fisher was beheaded on Tower Hill on the 22nd of June 1535, and his body left on the scaffold for hours before it was thrown into a grave in the nearby church of All Hallows. Fisher's body was eventually buried at the chapel of St Peter ad Vincula at the Tower of London. I'll give you a link in the description to read Hall's Life of Fisher, that biography, that 16th century biography, for yourself. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 20th of May 1579, wheelwright Matthew Hammont was executed for heresy in the city of Norwich. What led to him being charged with heresy and what exactly was so heretical about his beliefs? Well, you can find out in last year's video. And on this day in 1536, King Henry VIII and Jane Seymour became betrothed. And I'll give you a link to my video on that. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.